أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You might be well aware that in the previous lecture we talked about divine unity, or the unity of Almighty Allah in worship. We talked about unity and monotheism in worship. It means that none and nothing deserves to be worshipped except Almighty Allah. None deserves to be worshipped save Almighty Allah. So we did say that there should be precise attention paid about the technical meaning of worship. In worship, we say that two important components or two important points should be taken into account. The first is an extreme level of attention and veneration, an extreme level of reverence and esteem and respect. And secondly, one has to believe in one's divinity.
If one of these two conditions were missing, then we cannot say, we cannot label that act as a worship. So what the Shi'ites do in the holy shrines of their infallible imams? For example, they go for a visitation of their graveyards, or they recourse to them, or sometimes they seek their intercession. All of them are monotheistic practices, and they should never be labeled as polytheistic acts, as some of the Salafis did. Why? Because we believe that none of the Shi'ites believe in their infallible imam's divinity. So when they do not believe in their infallible imam's divinity, their visitation of their grave is only respect, only a sign of esteem they pay for their infallible imams, and that is not beyond that. So this was a brief observation of our previous lecture that we presented for you, dear listeners, in the previous week. So today, God willing, we are going to deliver another lecture for Almighty Allah's unity in Lordship, in Uluhiyya, in Rububiyya. Almighty Allah's unity in Rububiyya, in Almighty Allah's oneness in divinity. What does this Lordship, divinity, or Rububiyya means? It means that in the whole universe, only one independent and self-reliant director and supervisor exists, and that is the Lord Almighty Allah. There is no other director, independent director, save Almighty Allah in this universe. If there are some other directors, if there are some other supervisors, if there are some other agents, all of them depend, all of them wholly depend on Almighty Allah's blessings, on Almighty Allah's favor.
None,
it means none. No one can say that I am doing this independently. Even the human beings cannot say this. Not only they were strongly dependent to Almighty Allah in their origination, but also in their continuing their life, they also heavily depend on Almighty Allah's blessings. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, Almighty Allah's rububiyyah, Almighty Allah's management does have this meaning, that only we have one mere independent manager and Lord in this universe, and that is Almighty Allah. So, dear listeners and respectable audience, now we are going to talk in detail about Almighty Allah's oneness and management and Almighty Allah's oneness and rububiyyah. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, there is a very subtle difference between this dependent director and independent director. The whole talk rotates around this subtle and very extremely important point, that is dependence and independence. Even in the creatorship, if you believe that there is only one creator, one independent creator, that is true. If you believe that there are two independent creators, that is totally wrong. Yes, you can say that there is only one independent creator, but there are multiple or a host of dependent creators. That is also true. Because we believe in the system of cause and effect, as it was proved in the previous sessions, that the philosophers have rich arguments and God with this very, very important point that the whole universe rotates around the cause and effect law. Whatever you do, you will see the result. If a person says that these cause and effects are absolutely independent, that is not true. For sure, this whole system rotates around Almighty Allah's blessings. But Almighty Allah Himself has legislated, has given this, has designed this world in this manner that the whole universe should evolve around the cause and effect system. For example, when you go to the doctor, when you go to the physician, when he writes you a prescription, for sure, the medicine he prescribes for you, they are effective. Indeed, they are effective. But according to a monotheistic believer, these pills and these medicines will be effective if Almighty Allah wills too. If Almighty Allah does not will, even the fire will not burn, as it was proved during the miracle that has occurred with Ibrahim Khalil alayhi salam, the prophet. He was thrown in that fire, but he was not burnt, because Almighty Allah said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. All the causes that they produce their effects, all are in the hands of Almighty Allah. But again, we believe that these causes are caused by the permission of Almighty Allah. So when there is the permission of Almighty Allah, these causes are effective. Genuinely, they are effective. Why? Because tomorrow we are going to be held accountable. We are going to be held responsible of our deeds. If the cause and effect system was not working, then it was impossible that Almighty Allah should hold a person accountable. For he would have argued with Almighty Allah that I did not do it. I was forced to do it. Or Almighty Allah even cannot reward. Because Almighty Allah, he would say that I was doing all this with coercion, with force, so I do not deserve to be rewarded. in order to flee those wrong and those false implications, firstly, we believe that Almighty Allah is the soul in the prime, in the first cause. Secondly, Almighty Allah has given this world to run on the basis of cause and effect system. So, dear listeners, what it relates to our topic, that is, that there is a very important difference between dependent director and independent director. We believe the universe possesses one mere independent director, and that is Lord. The whole universe is run by only one independent director, and that is Lord. That is Almighty Allah. So, if you say that we can also be called directors, but within a specific realm. For example, a person directs a film, or a person runs his own household affairs. For sure, they are directors, but in limited term. And more than that, in a sense that he, in his whole existence, depends on Almighty Allah. It makes no problem. That is true. It makes no problem. This is first. The second point we have to talk, that is that management or rububiyyah, divinity or lordship, it can be divided into two categories. Existential lordship and divinity and legislative lordship and divinity. In existential lordship, what do we mean by this? We believe that whatever takes place in this world, all are by the permission of Almighty Allah. Whatever the goods, whatever the evils reach the human beings, all are under the control of independent director called Almighty Allah. And also in legislative realm, we also believe that Almighty Allah is the only source of power, the only source that all our orders and style of life should be taken, should be derived from Him. Only Almighty Allah is the authoritative source that our daily life rules and laws can be derived from this source. Only Almighty Allah has this ability, Almighty Allah has this capability to enact regulations and laws for the human being's life, for this that they have to find a happy life in this world and in the next world. So there is a good distinction between legislative rububiyyah lordship and existential lordship. Existential lordship, it means whatever comes into being, they will come into existence by the permission and will of Almighty Allah. Nothing can happen except by the permission of Almighty Allah. Even the evils will not take place except Almighty Allah's permission. So this is first. Secondly, in legislative realm or in legislative ground, nothing or no rule should be legislated except to be in line with Almighty Allah's will and permission. No rule should be authoritative. No rule should govern over us except that should be in line with Almighty Allah's permission and will. So you might ask me this question, that where should we understand that this particular article of law is in line with Almighty Allah's will or not? The answer is that our Almighty Allah has sent us prophets. Almighty Allah has sent us two types of prophets. External prophets, more than 100,000 prophets and great messengers have been sent throughout the history for the human beings that they have to attain guidance. And there is internal prophet too. And that is our intellect, that is our conscience, that is our inner voice that makes us closer and nearer to Almighty Allah. Whenever you do some
bad acts, at that moment your conscience gives the sound and produces the sound that, what are you doing? This is not lawful. This is not correct. Even if there was not human-made schools of thought, even if there was not human-made, we can say, rules and regulations, our conscience, our inner voice, our own primordial nature, our fitra, would have called us, would have invited us towards purity, towards piety, towards being God-fearful, towards being generous towards our neighbors, towards our people, our inner voice, our inner sound, our conscience. This was a very important point, that we have two types of rububiyya and legislation aimed in existence. We believe in both the cases, Almighty Allah is an independent director, and Almighty Allah is an independent Rabb. So what are the arguments? Let's talk about the arguments. Why we believe so? Why Almighty Allah should stand alone in this position? Why Almighty Allah should be the sole Rabb and director of all the universe? In the Holy Quran, we find many verses that Almighty Allah says, I am the creator. So creatorship and lordship, they are interdependent. They are lazim and malzum. When a person creates something, he is an authority to produce the manual of using that product. For example, when the Apple produces iPad or the netbooks, MacBook or Mac Pro, the Apple should be an authority in producing the manuals and helps that how we have to use these products. No other factory, no other firm and company has this authority and has this license to produce the manuals for Apple's products. What I mean is this, that every creator is more well aware of his products. The case exactly holds true for Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has created the human beings. So he is the authority to produce manuals, to produce laws and regulations, to enact laws and regulations and decrees that how the happy life can be achieved for the human beings. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the first reason that we should believe that Almighty Allah is Rabb, that is the interdependence between creation and divinity and lordship, creation and management. He who creates, he has to train, he has to run the affairs of that product or that 1-2. This is very much important. When we could prove that Almighty Allah is the only creator, none deserves to be called as an independent creator beside Almighty Allah, then we can easily prove, we can easily accept that if the whole universe is created by him, then we can easily draw this conclusion that the affairs of this universe should also be run by Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah should manage the affairs of this world too. So there is a very close connection, and there is close interdependence between Almighty Allah's creatorship and his divinity and his lordship. I mean rububiyya. Secondly, the second reason that we can bring, that is from the design argument. We did say that on the first sessions, that Almighty Allah is the wise designer behind this universe. When we see that the whole universe runs on a very complicated and sophisticated design, so there should be a designer behind this sophisticated design.
So we believe that from this argument, we can also draw another important conclusion proving Almighty Allah's lordship. This very marvelous design cannot be produced by two designers. There is only one wise designer behind this design. There can never be two designers that should design such a very marvelous and stunning, remarkable design of this universe. This is the two arguments we can put forward for Almighty Allah's lordship in this universe. Let me touch a very important doubt in this regard, that there are some verses in the Holy Quran that the word of mudabbir, the word of manager, has been used in its plural form. If you people argue that only one designer exists, so why in the verses of the Holy Quran we find that this mudabbir has been used in plural form? Again, to solve this question, to solve this problem, again, I do call your attention, I draw your attention to the first exposition we made. There is a very important difference between dependent director and designer and an independent director and designer. When Almighty Allah says, فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا, it means that there are angels that they perform the tasks, but they are all dependent directors. They are all dependent executors or executives. We mean that they all do by the permission of Almighty Allah. They are the executives of Almighty Allah's will in this universe. So due to this, sometimes, as it was said, sometimes Almighty Allah says that it is me that I am taking your souls. But sometimes Almighty Allah says it is my angel that takes your soul. Sometimes Almighty Allah says even the rain, when the clouds are going to rain, all are by my permission, all are under my supervision, all are under my control. And it is me that grows the seeds. But sometimes Almighty Allah says it is the seed that provides you food. From collecting these kinds of verses, we understand that only one independent source of power exists, and that is Almighty Allah. Only Almighty Allah provides sustenance. That is true. But if Almighty Allah gives this property for his agents, isn't it true? Why not? It is also true because they are all under the control of Almighty Allah. If dependent causes produce some effects, for sure and genuinely they produce effects, but all are by the permission of Almighty Allah. None can produce their effects save Almighty Allah's beforehand permission. Save Almighty Allah's permission beforehand. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, in solving this shubha or doubt, it should be mentioned that Almighty Allah is the only independent director, controller, manager. But for sure, this independent manager has his own executives, his own agents that they have to do on behalf of Almighty Allah. For example, the angels. The angels have their own role in this universe. The angels, for example, we have different types of angels. They are doing different tasks. But all are by the permission of Almighty Allah. None can say that I'm doing this without permission of Almighty Allah. No one dares say this. Because of this, Almighty Allah says, فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا.
It means there are some executives, there are someone that they manage the affairs, but they are all under my supervision, under my control, under my eye. So respectable.